Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, July the 26th, 2021. Last Monday in the month of July, 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to potholes in the mall parking lot? Is the mall still open to mall walkers? Let's see, what else were we talking about? Well, what is going on with the fast food industry? Why are the lobbies still all locked up? Why are they having trouble hiring people? That was a topic earlier. Why would anybody throw their food at anybody? Which apparently happens in that industry. You know, I've never had anybody throw their food at me. I would think if somebody threw their food at me, I don't know what I would do. That would just be such an odd circumstance. I couldn't even tell you what I would do. But, in any event, I'm here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss anything on your mind. Oh, and let me tell you. I got invited to a birthday party this past weekend. And I ended up going. Now, I am just not, I shouldn't say that, because I do like to go to certain parties. I really do. I think they're fun, you know, conversate with people. But, you know, there are just certain parties that, there are people there who you know you're not going to be in total favor of. Let me take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott. I think I have a solution to one of your problems and an answer to the other problem.
Oh, let's go for it.
The answer to your question about the mall parking lot is lack of maintenance and freezing and thawing.
Well, are they still open? Have you been in the mall? I have not been inside the mall since the station left in 2017.
You know, it's been longer than that since I've been out there. There's nothing out there for me. I don't go to movies. So, I really have no idea.
Well, I was just totally shocked at these potholes. Because even in abandoned parking lots here in Marion, and roads that don't get much maintenance, I've never seen potholes like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could about fall in those things.
All it takes is a small crack, water gets in there in the wintertime, then it freezes, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It freezes and thaws and freezes and thaws, and there's nobody out there, so the owners of the mall don't do maintenance in the parking lot. That's why the parking lot's in the condition, especially in the back. There is nothing back there.
No, it's horrible, and I understand from their part that there's no business out there anymore, so why do it? But it's not blocked off. I mean, people do still drive back there.
Yeah, well, you drive at your own risk, I guess.
You do.
I mean, I've driven back through there, going back to the house of Hunan, but, I mean, I just drive slow, and it's like driving an obstacle course. I see how many potholes I can miss.
Oh, you could really damage your car back there, not to mention that some of those... the lights are either look like they're about to fall over or have fallen over.
Yeah, I remember some years back there was, I can't remember the exact situation, but there was I think it was a Corvette. Somebody was back there racing a Corvette around and they lost control and actually hit one of them light poles and knocked it over, and I don't think they ever did replace it.
Well, I can imagine. I can't imagine anybody would want to race around back there with the potholes.
Well, that parking lot was in decent shape.
Jeez, what
this
a mess.
Was probably 20 years ago.
So what's the other problem?
Your solution to your meal dilemma. Go home and cook.
Well, I understand. I could stay home and cook. But should there be this much trouble with these restaurants?
Well, I understand that they're doing what they can to get people in there to work so they can keep the business open. And being somebody that has trained on a job that you really know nothing about, for the first week or so, yeah, it's really rough. You make mistakes. You get flustered. Some people get flustered faster than others. But you get flustered, and then it just all goes to sideways on you.
Well, you know, and I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I didn't call any management. I didn't ask for managers. I didn't, you know, go that route that a lot of people do. I was just shocked that, you know, even the plan B that used to be just go inside and get your own drink, you can't even do that anymore. The doors are locked, and I'm not sure why that is.
I have no idea. I really don't go to restaurants all that often. I stay home and eat. I'd rather stay home and eat than go out.
Well, it's just, it's an odd thing. And then the other place, you know, I understand there might be new employees there, but how is your whole staff? See, that's what I can't figure out at both these places. It's Friday at 7 o'clock. Now, I know that restaurants staff heavy on Friday and Saturday. Now, these places have probably 30 or more people working in them. You can just look in the window and see all these people. Now, isn't there somebody in there who knows what's going on, or somebody who this person who's making the drinks, or who did not put the teriyaki chicken down, or who did not put the greens down, that they could go to ask about this?
Yeah, well, that sounds like lack of management to me.
I don't know. It's just, it's very odd because I keep seeing all these help wanted signs, but the help that they seem to have seems to be problematic. And why would you put somebody on the window if they are new when you have 12 or 13 other employees in there?
See, I have no idea. I mean, it all comes down to management. Either you're a good manager, or if you're lucky, you can learn to be a good manager, but some people just aren't good managers. I mean, they just don't get it.
Well, they don't, but I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if this whole lack of people really has to do with the pandemic. I'm starting to wonder if this lack of people just doesn't have to do with, there is a generation now that, you know, the generation that's coming about now has never lived without a smartphone. They've always had a cell phone. They've always had a smartphone. Their attention spans are smaller. And that's going to affect how you work. And I wonder if that's what it is. Because I see this quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I fear my granddaughter's going to grow up like that, because that child always wants to be looking at a phone.
Right, and I think this might be part of the problem, because the way, you know, again, you can mess up an order. That's not, you know, unheard of.
But I mean, everybody messes up.
Everybody messes up. But this girl who I was dealing with at the first place, she was giving like a whole soliloquy on how messed up things were, and she wasn't talking to me. She was just talking to the machine and talking to the employees around her. But the window was hanging right open, so I could hear everything she was saying.
Yeah, well, sounded to me like she was extremely flustered, and that was her way of dealing with it.
Well, it could be, but I would think somebody standing there. It's not like she was standing alone.
I mean, used to be, I don't know how many years ago, but it used to be, you always had somebody that knew what they were doing there to train you to make sure you didn't mess up. Now, if they're just throwing people to the wolves, I mean, they need to look at their training. You know, corporate needs to get a hold of them managers and say, hey, you know, we can't have this. We're losing business. This is hurting the bottom line. When it starts hurting the bottom line, people start paying attention.
Well, I would just think going to work every day must be a chore for a lot of people right now. Not only the people who really don't know what's going on with their job, but the people who have to go in and try to manage and put out all these fires, because I didn't call anybody, but I'm sure there are people who do call and complain.
Managers want to pull their hair out sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I wish I could go to work every day, but I can't find a job that I can physically do.
Well, it's a mess right now, and I don't know if this the taking away of the $300 from the unemployment will do anything. I don't know if that'll drive people back to work. Yeah. I would really like to know how many people are staying home. You know, you hear the stories of people saying, "Well, I'm making more staying home." Well, they're not anymore after this month. So
they have to pay taxes on that unemployment. So why would they want to be on unemployment? I mean, if you're going to pay taxes, have it taken out of a paycheck. Because you have to pay taxes on unemployment. You have to file income taxes on that. So I don't understand why people would want to be on unemployment.
Well, and eventually it runs out.
Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, they're trying to force people to go back to work. But, I mean, I know as far as the circle I used to run in, none of us ever wanted to work in a fast food place. I mean, we would, you know, we'd go find a factory or do construction or, you know, we'd do something like that. Fast food was the last place we wanted to be. And I can honestly say I have never worked in a fast food restaurant. I worked in a restaurant. I was a dishwasher in a restaurant once, but I never worked in a fast food place.
You know, I really don't know what it's like. I never worked in a fast food restaurant either. I worked in a restaurant once out front as a host when I was in college and high school, but I never worked in a fast food. I never worked at a place that had a drive-through window or anything like that. So it was all people had to come in.
My wife worked at Wendy's.
What's that?
My wife worked at Wendy's when we first met. She was working at Wendy's.
Now, how was that?
Well, she didn't seem to mind it.
See,
I didn't particularly like picking her up from work because she always smelled like grease. But
well, see, that's what I always think. I'm not sure that it's all that bad a job. I can't speak to it because I never did it. But it looks to me like the people seem to be having fun and they seem to stick with these jobs a long time.
Yeah, well, it's like any other job. I mean, if you have the temperament for it, you have to get used to doing it. You get into a routine and then it, you know, pretty much becomes second nature, and you really don't even have to think about it. You just, okay, this is what I got to do. I do it. You don't even think about it.
That's
it's
true.
To that point, that's the rough part. It's getting to that point.
Well,
some people don't get that far.
Well, hopefully we'll see how it all turns out, and hopefully it turns out good.
Well, they keep getting people into work, and eventually they'll get a good bunch. Everything will work out.
They'll figure it out eventually.
Oh, yeah, they should.
I hope.
These young kids that still live at home. I mean, that's why they don't stick it out. They don't have to. They still live at home.
Well, that's a part of it, too, and I don't know how to get around that problem.
When I came up, and probably when you came up, when you went out and got a job, it was because you wanted to move out of your parents' house.
Oh, yeah, I was out pretty early.
Yeah, well, I stayed home until I was 23, but that was, I was taking care of my mom. She was sick, so I was taking care of her, but, I mean, I left home when I was 23, but I've been working while I worked. I started working when I was a kid and worked till I was in my 40s until I just couldn't do it anymore, and I had to go on disability. But, yeah, I want to work now if I could find something I could do. But everything I'm capable of doing requires physical labor, and I'm not physically able to do that anymore.
Now, what type of job would you like to do now?
I can do all kinds of things. I just need a job where I'm able to sit down when I need to sit down. I don't usually need to sit down very long, just a little bit, you know, maybe 5 minutes. And then I can get up and go at it again. But the last place I worked, there was a couple things that I was doing where I figured out I could do it, and I could sit down and do it. Well, they complained about it. And that job didn't last more than a month because they wouldn't let me sit down when I needed to sit down. They expected me to stand for 8 hours. I can't do that.
So now, did you tell them when you went in that you needed to sit down?
Yeah, they knew I was on disability, and they knew my, you know, my problems. I told them I made up with arthritis, and I can't stand for long periods of time.
Well, it definitely sounds like there was some miscommunication between the hiring people and the management.
Yeah. Well, that, and, I mean, they just weren't, I mean, they just weren't really willing, because, I mean, I was out of the way, you know, I was, there was a couple jobs where I was out of the way, wasn't nobody around, I figured out I could do them and sit down and do them, still got my workout, was no problem there, but nope, they didn't like that. So,
well,
the search continues.
The search, well, hopefully it turns out good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open. Remember, if the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. 31 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the workforce now? Does anybody want to talk about the potholes at the mall? What's going on in these fast food restaurants? And is the same problem happening in sit-down restaurants? Now, this I don't know. I have not been... Well, I've been in a couple sit-down restaurants. You know, there's some problems there, too. I don't know if they'll get any better, but we will see as time goes on. It's interesting. As I said, I went to a birthday party this past weekend, and I wasn't going to go to the party. Now, here's the reason. Number one, there were people at that party who just, you know, there are certain parties where people just, it's not your group of people. And you learn this over time. So, I went to the party, and the party actually turned out to be okay, turned out to be fine. But, you know, seeing some of these people who I had not seen in a while, you quickly remind yourself of why you did not enjoy being around them in the first place. And the funny thing is, it's never about the person who's having the party's party. It's never that person. It's just some of the people who come to the party who become a little difficult, should we say. Does anybody else have that problem? You get invited to a place where you think, well, I don't know if the people at this party are people who I want to spend 2 or 3 hours on a Friday or Saturday with. It happens. Matter of fact, I think it's somewhat of a common problem. To be honest with you, I think it happens more than you would think. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that pavement there at the mall in the back parking lot, that's had been there for 50 years.
Well, yeah, but I would have thought at some point when the mall was booming, they would have redone it.
Well, I don't think they ever did redo it. They made more parking when they developed that mall than they actually needed. I remember when it was booming. I was born in 61. And, you know, during the 70s, you know, and 80s, the mall, you know, was a big thing. You know, late 60s and 70s was its heyday.
Now, what were people going to the mall for?
Everything. You didn't have Myers and Walmart. I mean, there used to be two grocery stores. A&P used to be out there, and Super Duper used to be out there. A store called Twin Fair used to be out there, which later became Myers. You know, Sears, Penny's, Woolworths used to be out there. And then, you know, during Christmas, out there in the middle, you know, they had... booth set up out in the middle of the mall area, you know, selling, you know, people selling stuff anywhere from leather goods to, you know, whatever. But, you know, during its heyday, that mall was busy.
Well, it was. Now, I don't ever remember a grocery store being in the mall. I remember it being in those stores behind the mall.
It used to be in the back, that back entrance of the mall. You know where the one time the title division was?
Yeah.
That was the back entrance of the mall, and Super Duper was there. There was a game room back there, and it was always packed. There was a beautiful pet shop in there. I forget the name of the pet shop, but that was a wonderful pet shop. But all that place was hopping at one time.
So it was the back entrance of the mall, like where the mall office is, and the title division used to be. Super Duper was down in that area?
Yeah.
Now, didn't Super Duper eventually move out there on Route 4, where the batting cages are?
That was IGA out there.
Well, I thought it became a Super Duper at one, because I don't remember Super Duper being in the mall, but I think Super Duper was out on Route 4 at one point. Now, I know it became an IGA before it closed, but I thought before it became an IGA, it was a Super Duper.
No, it was an IGA first.
Well, then maybe it was a Super Duper after the
IGA. It might have been afterwards, but it was, my mom used to go there. That was a busy place back in this day. Tom Yeager's IGA.
Now, the place down here on, what is it? I guess Main Street, there across from the certified gas station that used to, where Rite Aid is now, that used to be a grocery store. Now, what was that originally? What grocery store was that?
I'm not sure. It was a food town when it closed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was a food town when it closed, and at one point it was a cash and carry. I remember that. And there was also a cash and carry out behind the mall at one point. But I don't remember what that store was originally built for.
And do you remember Bargain City when they was open?
Oh, the one out on
Route 4?
Yeah, Route 4 past the radio station.
Yeah, they had the department store, and they had a grocery store out there. That was one of the first. Now, the grocery store and the department store was separate. You paid different places. But that was the first place that you could, go out there and pretty much one stop and get your shopping done. That was a booming place, during the 60s and 70s.
It's been an interesting history, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then, Big Bear used to be out there in the old plaza.
I remember that. They were next to Meyer there.
Yeah.
In the plaza. They were there for quite a while. I think the only other place they were is where Kroger is now, out by Walmart.
Yeah.
Then they blew away completely.
And I was talking to them out there at Kroger's on Delaware Avenue. They don't plan on going back to 24 hours a day.
So do they have a reason why?
They just don't. Business is good enough, but they don't, they don't figure the 24 hours is helping them. Actually, sometimes they have a lot of theft out there, late at night. The only time they're real busy is around the first of the month out there.
Well, I don't really understand why were stores ever open 24 hours if... I mean, because you would go into these stores, they were never busy at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you could get stuff, if you needed some. I thought it was convenience.
Yeah, I don't understand them. They got people there anyhow stocking the shelves. It doesn't take that. And they only had one cashier out there, normally, unless it was maybe around the first of the month. So, to me, if you have all that help. And then, like you say, if you have a problem, you can get help if you're trying to find something.
Well, I know that the Delaware Avenue Kroger, I know that if you went in there after 11 o'clock, there were no lanes open. You just had one person working one self-checkout,
right.
And that's how you had to get out. So I don't know. They never were overrun at night. So I'm not sure why they think that business is good. That would be a reason not to open back up. It's not like business was ever good overnight.
But they got people there anyhow. I just don't understand it. Take advantage of some of that business late at night. You go out to the stores during the day sometimes, you can't find something. you got to look around, you know, to try to find somebody to help you. But, you know, out there late at night, you know, every lane has somebody in it stocking it.
Well, and a lot of people just like to go in when there were less people.
Yeah, that's what I used to like to do.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why they've done away with the 24-hour thing.
Yeah, times are changing.
Times are changing. Thank you.
Mm.
Phone lines are open here. I don't know what has happened to the 24-hour thing. I can't imagine it has to do with the bottom line of the business, because these stores were never busy overnight, but you would get a certain group that didn't want to come in during the day when a lot of people were in there, and they would shop overnight. Maybe third shift people on their days off. Who knows? Second shift people. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind this morning? 40 minutes past the hour, coming up on 41 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. Since there's open phone lines, I'll call in and see if my bell is working.
Yes.
So, did you talk about Jackie Mason at all? I did sleep in a little bit.
No, I didn't talk about Jackie Mason.
So, I got to a long life, nice ornery guest. He was always a good personality. If you didn't have enough coffee in the morning, he would certainly wake you up. And was a smart man, and missed, and very, very gracious when he was on your show, for sure.
Yeah, he had his own personality. I think he was on fairly recently.
Yeah, good guest, a funny guy, very smart, very sharp, and it's a shame, but he did have a long life and excellent legacy.
93 years old, isn't that something?
93. So anyway, coming up next hour, Scott, is a good guest on the Adam Show. Adam has informed me that it'll be controversial. So whether or not you agree with what Adam and, more importantly, his guest have to say, listen, because it will certainly stimulate a brain cell or two. So on the show will be a gentleman who, ironically, on June 2nd, which kind of a big day in Ohio, the day after my birthday, but also the day that the COVID restrictions were lifted, at least on the state level, he attempted to board an airline and was denied boarding because he would not wear a mask. And he has sued several airlines as well as several government agencies. And it's been on the news. It's caused quite a hubbub, as you might expect. And that will be discussed in detail with this gentleman. His name is Lucas Wall, coming up in approximately 33 minutes or so.
Well, that'll be good. Now, so he's suing these people as we speak.
Yeah. Yes. There was Judge Thomas initially gave some not so good news, but he's still working on it. He's very persistent and is fighting for a cause that certainly the host and the guest believe is extremely important. And there was a development regarding cruise ships also last week, which will be discussed. So a good show with a controversial. It's not a case of whether or not people believe that a mask is a good idea. It's more freedom of choice, whether or not you believe that it's prudent to don one of those appliances. It's more of a case you should have a choice whether or not you choose to do so. And that's what it's all about. So that will be the focus of the conversation. And Adam has found the guest to be very articulate. He's not an attorney, but has experience in the lawyer business, and conducts himself both on the air as well as through the documents that have been filed in a very professional manner. Again, whether or not you agree, it's America, you know, and free speech is what we're all about, and it's quite a fascinating study.
You know what, it's interesting to me on this topic, since it's going to be discussed next hour. What I can't understand, now, to me, here's what I never hear talked about, and I don't quite understand this. Now, the reason that drunk driving is illegal is not so much for the person driving drunk, because if you drove drunk and killed yourself, I really don't think anybody would care, because you broke the law, you did what you shouldn't have done, and that's that. But the problem is, you go out on the roadway and you kill somebody else who was not driving drunk because of your reckless driving. And that, I think, is why the drunk driving law is there.
It's both. The driver That affects the economy. If the person passes away, affects the job, the family. So it affects both. But yeah, you're right. But I think it's a little more than that. Certainly, drunk driving is a very negative and expensive event, expensive emotionally and financially all around.
Right, but
even if there are no injuries or deaths, there's still repercussions, and it's a very, very bad thing to do. So we do caution our listeners: don't drink and drive. Use public transportation, walk, et cetera. It's, out of lack of a better term, it's stupid.
Well, but I think that when it comes down to the pandemic, I don't think people are really so much worried about that person wearing a mask who doesn't want to wear it, because if they get sick, they get sick. They didn't want to wear the mask. I think what they're worried about is the mask doesn't protect me. It protects, you know, you from giving it to me. So I think that's the worry, is that if you have 20 people on an airplane and one person gets on who has it and they're not masked, even if I am, you can still give it to me. I'm more worried about myself than the person who doesn't want to wear it.
There are multiple sides to that argument, and some people don't believe that it provides a lot of outgoing protection. And even if it does, just being out with other people, you can catch almost anything. And just driving your car, even if you're at zero fault, you are a component of the road, and that can affect the traffic grid. So what you're saying theoretically has basis. It's quite a bit more than that, and that's why it's become so controversial.
I don't know. I think it's interesting because I think it's like the vaccine at this point. You know, people can do what they want. They can get it or not get it. But if you do get sick at this point, I don't think you have much to complain about.
Right. An interesting thing about this gentleman is he is vaccinated. Many, not all, people who are of the anti-mask family or anti-mask train of thought, it's almost like a family because, politics brings strange bedfellows, and people that might not have agreed previously suddenly find themselves agreeing if they have a point of view on a controversial topic that is consistent. But many people in the school of thought of being anti-mask or at least saying freedom of choice, even if they believe there may be some basis to the validity of mask usage, they are of the anti-COVID vaccination school of thought. That doesn't mean they're anti-vaccination altogether. The COVID vaccination is something separate, although some people are anti-all vaccinations. Though I don't think that list of people is very long, nor do I personally agree with that. But this gentleman was vaccinated, and his train of thought is, even if I were pro-mask, and regardless of my vaccination opinions, I would still feel this way. And you have to admire his tenacity. The way that he expresses it is very, very articulate and professional.
Right. Well, it's interesting to me. I mean, forget the mask idea, but doesn't any private business, which an airline is, have the free rein to make whatever rule they want?
Yeah, many stores now say mask if you're, like Menards, I think, they're saying, please wear a mask regardless of vaccination. If you are not vaccinated, wear one. But, I mean, they're not going to ask you for proof. And if they say if you are vaccinated, they would like you to wear one. But last time I was in Menards, I saw very few people, and including employees, who were wearing one. So it's the honor system, which is good because the cost and the HIPAA violations involved in seeing if people are masked, even if they're employees, that's quite a rigmarole on its own, to put it mildly. But a private business can certainly do that. And with airlines, I think you have laws that stretch across other states or other countries. And then you have the ADA, which is a large part of the basis of what he is suing about. As like many people, he has mask anxiety. I think mask anxiety is natural to anybody, but to some people, it's more predominant.
How would that be a HIPAA law violation?
Well, if people's medical history. It's just like with the ADA, it's something that we agree with. It's none of my business, Scott, which your medical history is. In this case, is there some relevance because it's considered to be a pandemic? Well, that's another topic of discussion and a very controversial one for sure.
I guess what I'm saying is if I John Q. Public, it's my understanding what the HIPAA law is that a medical professional who is handling your care cannot release your information to a third party without your permission. But if I walk up to you and say, "Have you had your appendix out?" and you tell me, there's no HIPAA law involved in that.
If I choose to do that.
Right. I think you can say I'm not going to tell you to the story.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I had my tonsils out, which is interesting because I'm kind of in that age group where if I were a little older, they wouldn't be so quick to remove tonsils. That's kind of my understanding is they've kind of gotten away from that. But whereas when I was in school, we learned tonsils, adenoids, appendix, the coccyx, they are vestigial organs. And again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I was like, I think 3 or 4 years old, I was coughing up blood. And they out came the tonsils and the adenoids. And I understand if you're younger, it's an easier operation. Plus, you get to eat ice cream when you're done, so it's kind of fun. But things have changed a bit, and you know, medical science obviously does evolve. But yeah, but it's not a fair analogy. I mean, so when I have my tonsils out, I mean, most people my age probably have. But the pandemic issues are certainly more timely and very very controversial. And the world's been changed permanently. We may go back to normal in terms of how we do things, but schools of thought, I don't see them ever modifying back to where they were 3 years ago, at least during my lifetime.
I don't know. It's an interesting topic, so it'll be a good show next hour.
Yeah, it'll be a great show, and there may be a follow-up or two follow-ups or a roundtable with him and some other people. But do listen, folks, and send me emails on our famous private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com. Let me know what you think and whether or not you like it. If you don't agree, you think we're both crazy, well, that's wonderful. I respect and value all opinions. And again, Scott, if you would like to have this gentleman on your show, you just let me know, and we can arrange that.
Well, I'll have to listen and see how it goes.
Being interviewed by the interviewer to the stars is quite a privilege to all people, regardless of how famous they may be. And again, I want to end on a bittersweet note. Jackie Mason had a long life. Great ornery, ornery guest, but ornery in a lovable way. Kind of how, I guess, how Charles Grodin was, too. He challenged you, and you both kind of laughed. And, you know, he was a rabbi. Smart, very smart man, very very funny. And folks, do listen to Scott's interviews with Jackie in the archives. They're excellent, and we will miss him.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, Jackie Mason did die, and I'm trying to think, he was just on, I believe, April the 23rd. This might be a little clip of Jackie Mason on this show.
Want me to greet your family or to congratulate people for personal occasions? I do it, and I charge my $500 or so, and I give it all to charity because I see people who are still struggling to make a living. To overcome the situations in their personal life. So I give it to charity, and I charge you $500, and if you want, if they have any decency, they can pay you $1,000, and if you want to know the charity, I'll be glad to explain it to them. So, but more important is the fact that you got a job. Everybody is amazed at that, because you don't look like that type of a guy that would work for a living. So it's a wonderful thing to help you out.
Well, I thank you for those very kind words. Jackie, before I let you go here this morning, because I know you're a very busy man, can you tell me what was your favorite appearance, movies, on stage, on television? Is there something that sticks out in your mind as your favorite?
The truth really is, to me, it made no difference about the vehicle. It made more of a difference to me about the atmosphere and the personalities around me. If the circumstances are comfortable and you're dealing with friendly and decent people, and everybody gets along very well, like I made a few movies. And I enjoyed working with them, and it didn't bother me, but it was natural real-life situations like on the stage, or it was when you were more artificial, more distant from my typical practice. And people are having a good time, but I'll be honest with you. to the atmosphere of the people involved, but the process is very, very boring, because you always have to, no matter what you have to say it another 42 times till they get the right angle, till they see you walking exactly in the right position, and that your pinky finger didn't go astray, and that your foot should move to the right and the left, and you bring stuff out that the voice was too high or too low, and you didn't move to the end, turn around fast enough. People don't know how difficult it is, and that's so difficult. The way I'm looking for is not difficult, boring. Boring is the word, it's desperately boring. And I was never happier than when I left a movie. My employment at that time was my gift, was the greatest gift I could get.
Well, Jackie, I cannot thank you enough for stopping by on this Friday. You're one of my all-time favorites, and to be roasted here this morning by Jackie Mason makes my weekend. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, my friend. It was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sure you never heard that compliment too often, but it's a pleasure. God bless you, and wonderful things should happen to you in your future. And if you ever have a problem, be glad to call me. And I'll be glad to help out, because you sounded to me like you need help.
Thank you, Jackie. Bye-bye. The legendary Jackie Mason on this show on April 23rd. How about that? What is that, about 3 months ago? Gone yesterday at the age of 93, but he was a very unique comedian, to be sure, and we thank him for coming on. Phone lines are open here. We've got about 3 minutes left, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. And don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up next, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. Also, we do have a ticket pickup today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. If you've won any tickets, you can come over and pick those up between 4:10 and 5 p.m. You know, the whole COVID thing is just, it's become unbelievable. The mask discussions and the vaccine discussions. It's all very interesting. It's all very interesting to watch how it's all shaking out. And as we go into the fall, you know, Columbus City Schools now say they're going to have students wear masks. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think this would have ever been an issue if it wasn't a contagious illness. I think had it not been contagious, I think it wouldn't be an issue, because then it would just affect the person who wants or wants not to wear the mask. But the fact that it's contagious, I think, is what is making it a contentious issue. The contagiousness is making it contentious. But who knows? You know, I had somebody at a party this past weekend say, they said, well, you know, everything is marked down as COVID because what happened to the flu? And just so happens there happened to be somebody at this party who worked in the medical profession, and they said every time we've sent somebody out for a COVID test, we've also sent them for a flu test because the symptoms are so similar. So the person, I don't know where people get their information. That's always shocking to me. And also, I know somebody who in this person's family has been tested, I think, 6 times since the beginning of the pandemic, because they have high risk factors, and has always tested negative, has never tested positive. So, again, I'm not sure that everybody is being tested or given COVID. But that's just a real life situation and a real life story. I'm about out of here for the day. I hope you have a great, great day. I hope you stay tuned for mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:15 till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:15 to 5. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM.